Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
That's right. It's a Friday. We're hanging out with you. As we got championship games tonight. We got all sorts of things to discuss. Might be a dog show Blankenbaker might be into. I don't know. What do we got this weekend? No dog show? No,
well, but you bring up a good point. I didn't really plan on the dog show before.
Right. It might happen on you again.
Yeah. Just kind of found me. So,
yeah, like I say, the dog show, you don't choose the dog show. The dog show chooses you.
That's what happened. So, but I don't intend for that to happen. I think that this evening I'll be watching Louisville volleyball and then later on USC Utah and then lots of USA Saturday. And then
that's right. We got an early kick. Is it kick? Yeah, kickoff.
Kickoff, I guess. And then yeah. And then all of the college football that we'll have on Saturday and then the NFL on Sunday. So I think I've got my calendar. Calendar set, but
yeah,
right.
But you're lying. You're lying about the NFL. You're lying.
No, I love not, watching the NFL. I just, you know, like I was
that,
just doing
that
some
was a lie.
I was doing some family stuff on Thanksgiving. I'm trying to connect with the family
and the dogs.
Yeah, and to hell with them this weekend. No, just, no, no. We'll get plenty of family time in too.
We got a lot of things to get to. Chris Max doing podcasts. What the hell's going on around here, right?
We got that? I saw that. I haven't actually listened to it yet, so.
The cuts are actually really good. It goes to my sleeper cell theory. He basically confirmed my sleeper cell theory.
Oh, boy.
On Kentucky fans.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was pretty good. So he definitely confirmed that, and yeah, so we'll have to, I don't know if we're going to hear from Brandon. I'm not sure what's going on, if we're going to have him. So we have him pick some games, and we'll do that around. Yeah, who knows? With him, you know, who knows, Mark? You know, I never know.
I mean, we'll take him if we can get him. And what about Mike Lindsey? I mean,
he's coming in. You got Know the Foe.
Know the Foe. So is he coming there? Is he coming here?
Nah, he's coming your way. He's coming your way.
Okay. Gotcha. A little Know the Foe, a little Miami.
Although I feel like I already did the best Know the Foe that we could do with Bellarmine.
You did, you with know, Alice Lloyd.
With yes. Alice Lloyd, yeah.
You know
Alice
what I'd Lloyd like College. To do? I'd like to get a Netherlands Know the Foe. I think that would be good.
Ah, now there you go. Well, no. Barkley gave you that one the other day, right?
Barkley did? What did he? Well, I mean,
he just said he's guaranteed victory.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed the W. So if you lose money on the United States on tomorrow, then, send your Venmo
blame
to Barkley. Barkley.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Talk to him. So we'll let you hop on in, 267-9680. Text away the UPS Jobs text line, 437-9680. Louisville plays basketball on Sunday at 1 o'clock. I don't know. We can talk about that, or, you know, preview the Miami. You're right. I'd rather preview Netherlands than the Miami game, I think.
Yeah, I think I would, too. So the Netherlands, they are Dutch.
you really are going that way. You really don't want to talk basketball.
I really
much.
Don't. No, I mean, not at all. I mean, we have two more football players in the transfer portal last evening. So that's, you know.
Well, I mean, get used to that, though, right? I mean.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's KJ Cloyd, who's a reserve linebacker. I like KJ. I think he's a nice piece for special teams in depth. But he's not a starter. He's going into his last year of college football. It makes sense for a guy like that to transfer. And then Max Cabana, he's from, like, the Northeast and, like, Canada. He played 1 year here, and he's like, okay, it's not for me. So
yeah,
and I don't think he's stepped on the field at all. So I actually was excited about Max Kamana, and I would like to have seen him, stick it out. Same thing with Caleb Banks, but young players transfer. That's not new, even the transfer portal one-time transfer era. So so that happened. So there we go.
Yeah. So we got that going on. But you're just going to have to get used to that, right? I mean, that's going to be the story for 2 months here.
Yeah.
There's going to be guys in the transfer portal.
Last year, losing Greedy Vance, Kenai Walker, Jordan Watkins, Tyler Harrell, those were painful. Thus far, Louisville hasn't lost like a immediate painful one. I think Caleb Banks in 2023. 2024, somewhere in there was going to factor in to the rotation. I really do. I think he was going to play and maybe even be a starter when he was a senior. But he's a true freshman. So, it's affecting you 4 years from now, and you've got the whole transfer portal to fix it between now and then. So,
and then Brennan Armstrong's in the transfer portal, right?
Yeah. And then Cade McNamara from Michigan committed to Iowa.
Money, Mark.
That's true.
No, that's all it is money. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, Walls laid it out so clearly the other day when he talked about how he was out working. It used to matter how hard you tried to go see players. It mattered how far you used to go to see them. And that's how he got players. Now that doesn't matter at all. Now what matters is money.
Yeah, you're right. So, but it's just such a bad offense and has been a bad offense. But I guess there's not a lot of competition there. Nobody's scaring you away if you're in the transfer portal at the Iowa quarterback spot. So maybe it makes some sense. And yeah, money at Iowa and Kirk Ferentz and those guys, they went after it. Brennan Armstrong's in the portal. I think watch DJ Uiagalelei. I think he'll go in the portal.
Well, he's going in the portal. As soon as the game's over tomorrow, he's going to be in that. They probably want him to go before the game tomorrow, the Clemson fans.
So they could play Cade Klubnik a little bit without having to explain it to anybody.
Is there a reason they're not going to go ahead and do that? I mean, he's leaving. You got the guy who was a number one recruit. I mean, I don't know why he's not playing.
Well, I mean, he may. I mean, let's watch the game and see what happens. But I think Louisville should try on a lot of these guys, including DJ. I think DJ Uiagalelei is going to go to Arizona State. They just hired Oregon's offensive coordinator, and that guy's recruited Southern California like crazy. So that's my prediction. But I think Louisville should try on him and on Brennan and on Hudson Card and Jeff Sims. And, there'll be other guys. I hope DaQuan Finn goes into the portal from Toledo. I hope Louisville can get him if he goes.
Who is DaQuan Finn from Toledo?
DaQuan Finn's their quarterback. He's legit.
How do you know the Toledo quarterback name?
I watch a lot of Maction. What are you talking about?
I mean, you say that like the guy's like a Heisman Trophy candidate. No,
I follow Toledo because I always bet Toledo. This is on my own personal bets.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
If I bet Toledo, but it's got
you and your Maction.
If DaQuan Finn plays. If DaQuan Finn doesn't play, you don't bet Toledo. If he does play, you absolutely bet him. So he's a difference maker. I like him, and there's a lot of guys that Louisville could get in on, and it's exciting time at other positions too, but I know everybody wants to talk quarterback for sure.
Well, sure. I mean, it is just going to be – it's free agency now. I mean, it really is what – July used to be to the NBA. December is probably going to be to college football. December and January, I guess.
And really, the transfer portal, it has a couple of different times right now, after the Bulls, and then after spring practice, and then after fall camp. And it was weird last year, Kobe Baines, who actually got flagged for a penalty in the Kentucky game, left Louisville during fall camp and played for 5 games at Kansas. So Louisville got flagged for a player who in the Kentucky game that was actually playing at Kansas, which was really
interesting. Yes.
I was like,
we didn't have you go off on the officials on Monday.
I going to say about the officials?
Right. Yeah.
It was obviously not the officials' problem. But I did find it awesome that Kobe Baines got flagged for a penalty against UK.
Well,
while
he
was at Kansas.
They announce wrong numbers all the time, right?
It's 77. Oh yeah, he transferred. Interesting.
I mean, they get the number wrong.
Well,
it
if
happens.
You didn't get the number right, did you really see the penalty?
Okay, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that has one relates to the other in any way, shape, or form.
I mean, I still don't know who the penalty was on.
The biggest conspiracy theorist of our time.
But I just don't know who it was on. I just want to know who it was on.
A Kansas player, right?
The guy from Kansas assaulted the Kentucky player from Lawrence. There we go.
Which of the championship games, I mean, are we rooting for chaos? Is that what we're rooting for?
I don't know. I want USC. Here's the thing. If USC loses or if TCU loses, Bama gets in.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. You're right. I think you're right. I don't think we're – I mean, normally I'm rooting for chaos, but chaos now goes to the Blue Bloods, right? I mean, Ohio State and Bama, you know, reap the rewards if there's chaos. Gosh, you're right. I mean, my mentality is to root for pure chaos. I mean, that's my default. But that's not the right thing to think.
We've already had the chaos, so now what we want is just to hold serve.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
Realistic, that is. Is that realistic that in these four games that the team that is already in the playoff remains in the playoff?
USC at four, they better win. If they don't win, they're clearly out. TCU, I think they're dying to find a reason for them.
I agree.
To not be in. So, yeah, I mean, this goes against everything I believe in for you to point that out to me, that I don't want chaos, that chaos is going to favor Alabama and Ohio State. Damn it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not used to that.
But the thing is like, if Purdue wins,
yes,
it just puts Ohio State in, right?
Or does it
put Bama in?
Well, where are they right now? Let's see.
So right now, so Ohio State's five, Bama's
six. Yeah, I mean,
six.
I guess it puts Ohio State in, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you just go purely based on rankings.
Well, they've got no other data points. I mean, right. I guess you evaluate the wins that each of them would have at that point. But, yeah.
So I like it right now where it is because it's one team from each league other than the ACC, right?
We're
left out this time. But, like, at least there's not, like, a league where it's like, see, this league is so much more dominant because this and this. And it's like, golly, can't it just be about Georgia? Like, can't it just be about Michigan just being really good? Like, what does it have anything to do with Vanderbilt that Georgia's atop the college football playoff rankings? Like, I've never understood that. Like, and even when, like, Louisville lost to Kentucky last week, I had people like, see, it's because it's the SEC. I was like, no, it didn't. No, it's not. It's because Kentucky. It's because Mark Stoops in Kentucky and what they're doing to Louisville. It doesn't have anything to do with North Carolina or Alabama. Like, stop. Like, I don't understand that entire argument that we have every single year. So, having one team from each and every conference.
Yeah, I like it better. Because last year we had, three leagues not represented in the playoff?
Was it three? Goodness.
Because you had, now I got to go back. Who was in the playoff?
Who was in the playoff last year? It was Bama, Michigan, Georgia, and Cincinnati. So, So the ACC was left out last year. The Pac-12 was left out. And the Big 12 was left out.
Why do you think we're having a 12-team playoff now?
There we go.
I mean, it's, Cincinnati helped everybody out. Because they're like, no, we're not having our league out again. Three
there you
of the
go,
five.
Bearcats, baby. Good job. Now, don't take prom. Don't get prom.
I don't think he's going. Is there any other school they can go to besides those three? He's got to go to South Florida, doesn't he?
I think he's gonna pick up the Jackson State hat and stick around.
No way.
You don't think so?
No.
You think
no.
That's the least likely thing?
Yes. I don't think that for a second. Do you think he's going to do that? I
want him to wait for like the surefire no-brainer opportunity. And I think I'm surprised, like in terms of like years of coaching carousel, there's been stuff that's happened, but it hasn't been the nuclear winter that we had last year with like Brian Kelly going to LSU and Notre Dame coming open and Florida being open and Miami being open. You know what I mean? All those.
Well, we just don't know. I mean, that's what I sort of wonder because I kind of think, Jeff Brohm's got to get out of Purdue somewhere. I mean, he doesn't have to. They got so much money in the Big Ten. I mean, he could make, $7-8 million a year if he wants to, but I don't think it gets better than being in the Big Ten championship game.
No, and there was discussion yesterday that they are probably going to scrap the divisions, and one of the nice things about being Purdue is that you're in the lesser division. There's not an Ohio State or a Michigan on your side or Penn State that you got to play every single year. It's helped Wisconsin tremendously, okay? And so, if you go away from divisions or if they decide when they add USC and UCLA to slide Purdue or Illinois into the other division, if they just, which they could choose to do, well, then that job becomes basically untenable.
I just think this is the time you go. You hang around long enough to what, to be the villain. You die, either die a hero or hang around long enough to be a villain. But I mean, you know, they're darn near sold out up there. Yeah. But
well, you saw what Charlie did here. I mean, he waited for his quarterback to leave, and you know, Teddy Bridgewater and all those pros. He left, and like we were still pretty stacked, but we didn't have a quarterback. You know, we didn't really have like the future guy. We had Will Gardner. And he was like, you know, this is probably the time to cash in, you know. And if you if you look at it from
and it was Texas.
Well, sure, but it's it's also the time. Like, if you're gonna leave, that's the time to do. You know,
Make sure there's a quarterback. Or, I mean, you can get a quarterback where you're going.
Right, he really didn't do
that. Which he really didn't. You know, kind of explains a lot. So
it would have been great to have Puna Ford. You know, I mean, Puna Ford and Isaiah Ford, those are two guys that were committed to Charlie coming out of there. They were Puna definitely in the NFL. I don't remember if Isaiah Ford, but he was an all-league guy at Virginia Tech. Those guys would have been massive. I mean, he could have kept it going. But revisionist history.
All right, we'll let you hop on in. 267-9680. I'll quit ignoring the UPS jobs text line at 437-9680. But yeah, this is going to be one of those great weekends of football. You know, watching starting tonight. But we'll have all the championship games for you. I'll run that schedule down for you. But we'll have it for you as well. Now, what time is volleyball tonight? What time is that get going?
That starts at 7, I'm pretty sure. So I'm going to go to the game. So I ought to know what time it is. But I've hang on. I'll give it to you exactly. Because they're playing Sanford today, and it's over there at LNN, and it's completely sold out.
Sanford, right?
Sanford. Yeah. Stanford would be a significantly
more. Yeah, not his son, just Sanford. Yeah.
Right, Sanford, no sons. It's a female-only event, but it's at 7 o'clock, and it's on the LNN in the LNN Federal Credit Union Arena, totally sold out. But it is the first round of the volleyball championship. Very, very exciting. Tough ticket to get over there. I'm pumped about it. It's going to be awesome.
Texter says, the avoidance of talking basketball is appreciated, guys. I want to have a positive Friday. Yeah.
That's right.
What are we going to say? Come on, man. I don't want to talk about it either.
How about that football playoff getting it approved finally?
That's the direction we're going here.
Yeah. I am excited about that, though, by the way.
Everybody except John Bowl, a caller yesterday, and Jared. Those are the three people on planet Earth that aren't excited about this.
I think it's kind of like, you know, my daughter, she's like really – like I brought up the idea of skiing. She's like not into it. Take her skiing. She loves it. It's like you got to get her on the slopes, you know. You got to get John Bull and Jared on the slopes. Once they're on there, they're going to
love it. Yeah, exactly. You know, no, exactly. but there'll be no taking. There'll be no changing of the opinion before it happens.
No, they're going to fight the whole time. But you know, when Wisconsin is 9 in the country, and you know. I guess they'll be going somewhere, or if they're 8th in the country and hosting, like that's going to be a massive game for Wisconsin or for Jared. If Louisville, if we can get our act together, and we're going to be able.
Let's go. Yeah, I'm not going there yet, man. I can't allow myself to think that's going to be anytime soon.
Well, I do think it does help. Recruit,
but
right?
Well, to be in the playoff?
No. Like, just the idea that you don't have to be in the top four. Like, you can be in the top 12. And so many programs can demonstrate, hey, we would have been in the playoff this year, or we got to the playoff that year. You know, like, you'll be able to have more inclusion, and your fan buy-in will be higher. It's just going to be better. It's going to be a better sport. I am so pumped about this.
Yeah. No, it is. And I remember that when they announced it in advance, and, you know, I don't know how you made the announcement, really didn't have everybody on board. Maybe they just thought everybody would cave. And they ultimately did, including the Rose Bowl. And I was like, no, we didn't. We weren't trying to hold anything up. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like Morgan and Morgan after the Luke Hancock decision. No, we was always the MLB. Sure.
But yeah, because they were, that's what they were saying. They said, no, we had no intention of holding this up. No. I mean, that's basically what they said yesterday at the Big Tw- or the Rose Bowl. Here, moi? We didn't. Well, we weren't going to. No, we weren't going to do that. You must have us confused with someone else. No,
SoFi.
No, no.
What? What are you talking about? SoFi Stadium for? What's that?
Yeah. What is that? I've never heard of that. I mean, you couldn't play that there and it'd be as exciting and also take a picture of those stupid mountains that everybody's obsessed with.
Right. I mean,
the mountains are going to stay there. You know, it's the Rose Bowl doesn't own the mountains.
They
don't.
I mean, they think they do. And the sun. But the sun will set on SoFi Stadium, too. I mean, it's kind of it's weird like that.
Yeah, it's funny how that works.
Top Golf and the sun. Very, very bright. Sunsets.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We will, let's see. We got Ethan Moore up next. We'll talk to him. And then, let's see. We'll find out about Brandon. Mike Lindsay's going to be along. Who knows when? And you know what? You know, he'll probably show up now, knowing him, just to be Mike Lindsay. So we'll do that. We'll do that here this morning. So, and we'll see what else. You got to hear the Chris Mack sound, though. Before we have Ethan next segment, we are going to play the Chris Mack sound because it does confirm my sleeper cell theory, and I'm surprised that Chris Mack was surprised.
I should have listened to this already, but I saw Chris Mack come on the timeline, and it's just like my avoidance of talking basketball this morning. I was just like, I just don't want to do this. So I haven't pressed play.
I understand, man. I understand. Hey, Fitness Market, get over there. They got great specials right now. I mean, they still got floor model specials. You're talking about half off on some items. Go to the fitnessmarket.com. You can go one of their two locations, Westport Road, just inside the Snyder, Plantside Drive, and Waterson Trail. You hear Paul Rogers, Dan McDonald, me, Luke Hancock, Mike Lindsay. We've all got our fitness equipment from Fitness Market. And when you log on to the website, you'll see all the great brands, Matrix. I've got the Precor, the flooring that we have. Not only at my house, but also at our neighborhood gym is great. So it's Fitness Market and two locations, Westport Road just inside the Snyder, Plantside Drive and Waterson Trail, and online at thefitnessmarket.com.
Looking for work? Better pay? Better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
My buddy Brandon holds a record for single season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are hanging out with you this morning. We got a lot going on this weekend. We got a doubleheader on basketball on Sunday. We got the men at 1 o'clock, the women after that. I've got to look up. I thought I had the promo sheet in front of me. But we'll have both of them. So we'll have a little basketball doubleheader. We also have all the championship games, starting with the Pac-12 championship game here this evening. So, all right. So, you, Mark, I know you want to hear this sound. So this was the Goodman's podcast, Field of 68. Is that what this was?
Yeah, Field of 68. I saw at least where it was coming from before.
Okay. We'll go ahead and leave. There's two cuts. Go ahead and, let's play them both. We can play one at a time, though, if we've got it there.
If it comes down to it and it's close, well, yeah, you beat Michigan State, but you did it without two of their best players.
Yeah, I don't know how much they're going to look at that, man. They say that stuff, but they have so much to look at. You know, again, a couple years ago, we didn't make the tournament. We had Carly Jones. You know, the two of the losses I really felt like kept us out were Carolina and Wisconsin, because we lost by 40 in each of them. And both of those were preceded by a 9-day, you know, COVID stoppages, you know, and both of them, we didn't have.
They couldn't keep track of all the COVID. That was the hardest part
about it. But I just think when it comes to, you know, they're comparing strength of schedule, where you played, who you played. Like,
right.
I think maybe if it comes down to the last team or two, who's getting in, maybe they looked in that far, but I don't know.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, of course, you could argue he might have been responsible for some of the COVID stoppages, but that was him sort of talking about the committee. Now, the next one's the one I want you to hear, though.
Okay.
This is the one you're going to enjoy more. So this is him while he was on suspension.
When I was wrongfully suspended last year and I was down in Florida for the week or the 10 days out of the 20, I went to Walmart to get some stuff for Thanksgiving. Okay. And so as I'm pulling out of the parking lot, I'm in a white beat up 1995 pickup truck. You know the truck, Goodman.
Yeah, I know it. It's
so
beautiful.
I'm sitting there at the stop sign and this guy pulls up to the stop sign. I'm going left. He's going right. So we're at the stop sign at the same time. And as I'm turning left onto a state route, head back to the house, this guy screams out, "Go Wildcats." I'm in Florida, John. I'm like, I got a hat on. I got a T-shirt. I got a swimsuit on.
It's tremendous.
This guy yells out, "Go Wildcats." So he was either stalking me in Walmart, followed me out, got in his car, and made sure he pulled up at the same time. But, man, they're everywhere.
Everywhere. Indiana fans are crazy. They are nuts. I mean,
Go down like who's nuts. You know, a lot of people in the United States are certifiable nowadays. But, you know,
You're looking at two of them.
You play at Assembly Hall. Man, it's loud.
So, yeah, I guess the original question was about IU. But
yeah.
He acts surprised that they're sleeper cells.
They're everywhere.
Like, yeah, well, come on, man. I mean, with the Clemson game, Louisville Clemson, there's a guy with an L's down T-shirt.
Yes. No, everywhere we go, I see a Kentucky fan. Everywhere we go. Like, if it's – especially if you go down to, like, Destin, where I imagine he was probably like – we might have been – I guess, you know, I don't exactly
– Now, how much of that story do we believe? A 1995 pickup truck.
No, I mean – I believe that, I mean, because it sounds like Jeff Goodman is very familiar with that particular truck. It might be his vacation truck.
I guess it's his vacation truck.
But I did like how he let it. How I was wrongfully suspended.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. I agree with that. Like, I mean, there's a lot of things with Mac that we can take issue with and, you know, different things. But, like, he was wrongfully suspended by Neely Bendapudi. Was not
Blue. Vince Tyrae. Call her by her name, Blue.
Yeah, Neely Blue.
Yeah,
it was not Vince Tyrae who suspended. Vince like kicked and screamed about that, but no, I mean, you know,
I mean,
of course, there's
this is a guy, and Andy's right. I mean, this is a guy who did cut a video, you know, taunting, you know, the fan base, and act surprised that happens.
Sure. Yeah, it has so, been. We're approaching 1,100 days since Kentucky beat Louisville in basketball.
Well, I call foul on this just because, I mean, no Kentucky fan says go Wildcats, right?
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. It's go cats.
You're right.
That's a good point.
Go cats, or they just throw the L's down. You know, they just don't.
All right, let's get Ethan Moore on the line here. Ethan, there you go. You got a little present there here on a Friday to hear Chris Mack sound.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I'm wondering to see if all of the Kentucky fans and the football players, if they're still suffering from carpal tunnel from all the L's down that they did on Saturday. I mean, that's all you saw.
I think it's carpal tunnel for a different reason.
Go ahead,
Mark. Continue the segment. Mark, since you killed the segment, Mark, go ahead and you know, finish it.
Keep going, Ethan.
What do you mean?
No. You just absolutely made an uncomfortable, stupid joke, and now you have me and Ethan sitting in it. So you sit in it for a second.
I can sit in it. It's no problem for me. Ethan, how you doing, buddy? You going to teach the kids of America today?
Yeah. Yes. All right. Now I think everybody's awake. So here we go. Here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, now we can go on from there. Oh, goodness. All right. So, yeah, we got almost to reset the segment with Ethan, who is, you know, doing the yeoman's work sometimes of these post-game shows of having to figure out. I don't know how we're going to.
Oh, did we lose Drew?
Yeah, well, there we go. Yeah,
there
he is. Sorry.
He's back.
Yeah, so I don't know how we're going to do this all year, Ethan.
Yeah, guys, that was the one thing. I was talking about that after the Maryland loss. It was like, you know, I was really hoping that we would not have, like, we would not be revisiting what we were, what we did last year. Venting sessions, anger. But you know what? Here we are. And, you know, like I said, Tuesday night, you know, it's not the fans' fault that people are upset. It's not the media's fault that the fan base is upset. It is the product on the court. So they're going to have to do something to try to give us some hope. You guys have nailed it all week. You know, it's one thing to look at what we're seeing on the court, which is, I don't even know how to adequately describe it. But then it's quite another if you look on down the road to what can you be hopeful about. We still don't know of an offensive identity. We still don't know about the defensive identity, or what long-term, short-term goals are. We still don't know the definition of Coach Payne's rebuilding process. I mean, how long is he expecting this to be? Based on what he said, I mean, he believes college basketball rebuilds take multiple years, which isn't the case. But there's so many questions that remain unanswered. And then if you look at where we are as a program, is there any aspect where you can have some hope for the future? Right now, that answer is no.
Yeah, and we still don't see the plan. I mean, that's the tough part for me. And we're just going to be going to sound like we're repeating ourselves all year, but whatever the plan is, it doesn't appear that it's been revealed to. We don't see it being enacted, even within the losses. And I think that's people can take losses. Even you, I mean, you knew this season. I know what your expectations are, but after a couple of games, you knew it wasn't going to be what you wanted to be. But there's still no. I don't see the plan.
And so one of the troubling things for me, KP mentioned that in his post-game presser. One was that he's already changed the narrative. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, he was talking about, I don't care about the record. I'm trying to build culture. Well, then post-game for Maryland, he was like, these guys need to get a win. So wait a minute. But if you're preaching to your team that you don't care about the record, you don't care about the wins and losses, and then now you start seeing the losses pile up and you say this team needs a win, the messaging is inconsistent. Another kind of alarming piece that I took from the presser was, like, he preached to the team coming out of halftime, be aggressive, battle, fight. Do not allow this game to get away from you in the first, 4 to 5 minutes, that first segment to start the second half. And what happened? The Cards allowed Maryland to hit four straight threes. And so they're not even listening to, the messaging's inconsistent. They're not even trying to enact what Coach Payne's telling them to do as well. So, I mean, the coaching staff deserves a lot of blame, no doubt about it, but I think certainly the players do as well, because, again, we are not seeing consistent effort for 40 minutes. We haven't. You get embarrassed in Maui all three games, and then you start the Maryland game down 18-4. That's the sense of frustration, and that's why, you can't really discuss, you cannot even really pull positives from this because you're historically bad. I mean, you're staring at 0-10. You're going to be a decided underdog at home again. And, guys, that's a whole other story. I mean, Louisville went off as, a 13-point underdog at home? Paige and Kelly Dickey, yeah. When's the last time that happened? You know what I mean? It's been a mess. Nobody expected it to be this bad. And, again, I want to know how it's going to get better, but we've yet to see it.
I mean, I guess it's going to be the transfer market. It's not going to be the high school route. I mean, this is really – I mean, this offseason for Kenny Payne – we're already talking about an offseason, and we're not even to Christmas yet. And we're not even really – conference play starts here this weekend. I mean, it is going to – it's going to have to be the transfers. It's really understand how it works. That all these new schools have been fan driven. If it's whatever.
Hey, disconnect and reconnect there, Drew, and I'll continue to talk to Ethan. I think Ethan, for me, the thing that really bothers me is that this is year one of a program for Kenny Payne, and I'm either mad that the coaches or the players, or maybe both, but that they're just not playing hard for one another or for the fans or the program or themselves. I really expected, hey, you know, this team has limitations. You and I talked about that in the offseason, but I felt like at least we're going to go out there and see like a lot of hustle.
Yeah. I mean, if you are 3-4, 7 games in right now, nobody's going to be happy about it, but in the context of this season, people would just grind it out. All right, yeah, we're 3-4. We're flirting, you know, in and around 500. That's what this rebuilding year was going to be. But you know, the fact that you don't have a win. You know, there's 363 Division I teams. Louisville's one of 6 that doesn't have a win. Those are the types of lows, Mark. That's like it's indefensible. You cannot make excuses about it, and it's terrible. And that's why the fans are so angry. I mean, this is serious stuff. Like, we're not sitting here like, you know, we're not going to put up with a product that's this bad. Now, we'll put up with stuff that, you know, if you're battling for us and you're fighting and you're hustling on every single play, like the coaching staff said would happen in the preseason, you know, then maybe, you know, there's always going to be a portion of the fans that's going to be mad that you're not winning. But I think we could stomach that at least. And so, you know, when he was pleading for patience, I'll always add that we have been the most patient college basketball fan base since October 2015. But if you ask for patience from a fan base that doesn't have any, you better be playing with maximum effort every single possession. And like you said, we're not seeing that. But I'm worried, Mark, that the season's going to be so bad that potential recruits are going to be turned off.
Yeah.
Like, why? I'm not playing that.
That's the scary part.
Year. But I mean, but
yeah,
the
I just
staff dug themselves this hole because they did not do what they needed to do in the portal.
And I just – the Walls was so just straightforward the other day, you know, about it's just about the money. I mean, he didn't say it quite that bluntly, but he kind of did, you know. And we just don't know what our – you know, and I can't imagine we'd be in a bad spot with NIL for basketball. It's still baffling to me how we're better in football than basketball. But that's going to have to be a noticeable change in the tone of pain. I mean, it's just going to have to be.
Absolutely. And, Drew, I've mentioned this a couple of times on LSL and on some postgame shows. I was at the season ticket holder event in June at the Yum Center. And there were two questions that stood out to me. My buddy and I were looking at each other like, And one of them was about NIL. And he didn't say the recruit's name, but he said something along the lines of, like, one, you know, the second question, one of the first questions was about NIL. And I said, I'm not talking to you about NIL. I said, I want players that want to be here, and no player will come here strictly for NIL. And then, you know, there was a roaring applause. And I kind of looked around, and I was just like, did he just shut down a recruitment because he asked about NIL? That is the future of this game. And, Drew, you're right. He's going to have to embrace it. He has to. Or
where is Worldwide West? I thought he was going to be sitting, like, on the bench or something. Right? Where the hell is he?
Uncle West is estranged.
Yeah. I mean, that's all we heard about. When KP was up the road, was, you know, Nike, Worldwide West, connections, yada, yada, yada. We've yet to see anything, and it's been, you know, it's radio silence with Worldwide West. And still, you all talked about the portal. He not only has to hit a home run, he has to hit a grand slam at multiple positions. Guys that can come in, start right away. We need Carleek Joneses. We need Damian Lees and Trey Lewis's. You have to have that because they've put this program in such a hole this early on.
Yeah, it's an ironic thing. That was the one thing Mac was really good at. You know, he'd get a transfer when it wasn't as easy to transfer.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, no. And then you saw the type of play, you know, you saw the type of product instantly. I know the self-imposed with Lee and Lewis, but those two kids started right away. Carleek Jones was far and away the best player on the team. Stuff like that can happen, and that's why, again, I've rejected from day one this vibe that I've gotten from KP that a rebuild is going to take multiple years. That's simply not the case. And when you're as bad as you are in year one, you know, year two, I'm saying this, there has to be a tournament. appearance in year two with this stuff, because you can't have the historically worst year in the history of Louisville basketball and then say, well, we're, you know, 15-17 in year two, we're making progress. No, not with NIL and the transfer portal. Play has to get much better. The season is what it is, but you have to go out there, get a grand slam in the portal, like, you know, like the expectation that was for you for being hired, bringing in instant impact guys, and get this thing turned around quickly.
Well, it's, I don't know, Ethan. You may have some people on your walk with you during the UK. Was it Burt Hit Ryan who was wanting to come, you know, go on that walk with you at Tom Sawyer during the UK U of L game this year? Although I don't know that you'll have the angst, so you may be able to watch it.
No. Yeah, I'm definitely not watching this one. Yeah, there will be no angst. There won't be any nervousness. Listen, if you want to come on out to Tom Sawyer, get a couple miles in, maybe three or four, you're welcome to it. Yeah, that's one of those things where it's going to be frustrating to watch. Again, just look what happened against Texas Tech. I mean, Maryland. You would think UK's, you know, much better than those teams. You know, especially too. You know, you're going to have this. You're going to have this piece of it. You know, the fans are upset at Calipari for their slow start. Do you think now that Calipari is going to let off the gas at all on this Louisville team? He's going to have to give. You know, their fan base, you know, is out for blood. So that game could get really ugly, and then you juxtapose that with what KP said in the offseason about, well, I hope to beat them by one. It is a recipe for a disaster for that game. I'm certainly not going to be watching that one. I'm going to save myself some angst and frustration. Hopefully it's a nice day out there. We'll get some steps in and enjoy some fresh air for that one.
All right. Other than that, Miss Lincoln, how was the play? All right, Ethan, we'll talk to you, man.
All right, guys, y'all have a good weekend.
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, he's not wrong in any of it. It's just damn depressing to talk about, you know? I mean, he's as fired up as anyone.
I mean, you got to be. I mean, no,
but
I'm
make
mad.
The tournament next year. I mean, people are like, how do you go from the one of the worst teams to making the tournament? I'm like, in this era,
but that's the expectation.
You can't. Yeah.
You know, that's the expectation here, is that in year two in Louisville basketball that you make the tournament.
Yeah.
Like, that's – we don't make the rules, but you took the job, and, you know, if you're going to make us sit through this year, you better figure it out for next year. I mean, that's what everybody has been saying about Scott Satterfield. I mean, that's the weird thing. Like, if we had hired, somebody we didn't care about, like, you know, Joe Schmo from Missouri – and to be the Louisville basketball coach, like, Kenny Payne would – I mean, it would be universal get rid of him. It would be universal get rid of him. But because he played on the 86 team and he's Kenny Payne –
I don't know, it would be universal get rid of somebody after seven games.
If you're 0-7 and you struck out totally in the transfer portal in the summer, I think so.
Well, I mean, I think if you get to year two, and if you – I mean, the real tough part is if you strike out in the transfer portal in this offseason heading into next year – I mean, before the season.
Do you even start the season?
I know. That's the tough part. I guess you do. But, man, I don't know. There's a lot of money involved with that arena and with tickets and everything else and having people renew. And I don't know. I still wonder if it doesn't drive through the NIL, you know, bus to go, hey, you know, maybe get the people to contribute. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, man, this is – It's just an alternate universe. It's just an alternate universe that we're living through right now, it feels like.
So, yeah, I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like talking about it. I'll go to the game, I guess, on Sunday, I suppose. And, maybe I'll hang Christmas lights.
Thought you were going to watch football. See, you've already lied to the audience.
I'll do Christmas lights. Maybe I'll watch some football. I mean, I might find reasons. I might find reasons to not watch, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
You'll go. We know. But I don't know, man. You're leaving games early. I mean, this is – I don't know what world we're living in right now. So,
Yeah. I stayed for the entire Maryland game. I actually need Louisville to play basketball. I mean, I got bills to pay. It's the first of the month.
What does that even mean?
It means that it's my source of income. I need them to play three times a week instead of two.
Oh, goodness. Mark Blankenbaker with us here. He's a gem. He makes me and Ethan uncomfortable, and then he said the first of the month, and I need them to be playing. I thought, where is World Wide West? I thought he was supposed to be all over the place.
Yeah, where's Uncle Wes? Where's Purvis? Where's Jerry Eves? Where's
Well, you know, you hang on. You knew Purvis was not going to be around. There's a miracle they got him.
But where is everybody? You know, because they're all so mad at Chris Mack because guys miss a screen or miss a layup. I mean, where are y'all now? Where are y'all?
Yeah.
You know, like we did what you wanted. Where? Yeah. I mean, okay. What's the deal?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Dixer says, I heard Worldwide is working on heard Worldwide West is working on Kanye's PR team.
Yeah, oh, my God. Did you see that whole Kanye thing from yesterday?
I heard everybody talking about it. And then
he's wearing
I've
like a mask.
Yeah, we don't want to go down this road.
It was just bizarre. That's all it was.
Yeah. I don't think we want to go down this road. We do want to go down the road when we come back of what Calipari had to say about Bellarmine. I thought that was pretty cool.
Definitely.
That he went to bat for them. His opinion usually matters. We'll see how much it matters in this circumstance. So we'll do that on the other side. Reminder, over there at DFH Company, they're going to take great care of you at this time of year. You're finding out whether your heating unit is going to make it through the winter. And if it's not, let DFH Company, come over and maybe install a new train system like they did on my house a few years ago. And you know, you'll find out what the great people they are and why they've been able to do this as a family business since 1935. It's DFH Company, 968-6222, online, dfhcompany.com. When you get over there, be sure to tell them you heard us talk about him here on the Diener Show. So, all right, we got a little Calipari sound that might make Mark Blankenbaker smile. How about that alternate universe? How about that alternate universe?
Sent over, like, some notes on the Netherlands. So, we got to...
He was emailing me that whatever those weird spreads are.
Okay.
I still don't... I don't understand. I just need to bet a team to win or lose.
No cap. And that's what I need, too.
Yeah. So we're like minus 115, I think, against the Dutch.
I got us at plus 240-something this morning.
What?
Yeah.
All right. Hour number two straight ahead.